Our reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do small things as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink. And do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things. And your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for the kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Over this summer, my parents were tackling a chore that needed to be done. They were cleaning out different storage sheds because of renovation that they were doing to their home. And one of the boxes that my parents came across was all of my old artwork from elementary school. And so, being that I was moving into a big house, my parents were like, especially my father, "Here you go, it's yours now." And so I'm sitting through going, looking at all of this different art that I had done, all of this different work that I had produced, and, you know, I can basically see this portfolio of work, you could say, of elementary school. Looking back and seeing how not a very good artist I was, and still am not, but I attempted more in elementary school. And then also just the different projects and realizing, oh, that's where I learned such and such. So it was really fun just to reflect on all of those memories from elementary school. But then I reflect now on my life and thinking of my life as a portfolio, just like all of that work that was found at my parents' house. And one of the things within my life, and probably the life of many when we look back and think of our lives as a portfolio, you can probably see a little subsection that could be labeled as the times I worried. And I don't know about you, but for me, that little subsection within the portfolio of life is probably a little bit bigger than it should be. Because for me, I worry, and that's okay, but some of the things I worry for, there's no need. We worry for where we're going to go out to eat for lunch on Sunday afternoons. Sometimes I worry about how I'm going to maneuver my schedule in order that I can get back in front of a TV before the Alabama football game comes on Saturday. I worry a lot about making sure I am on time to an event, a meeting. And there's a lot of other different things that I worry about. There are probably different things that you worry about that aren't the same that I do. But in all of that worrying, at times we probably stress ourselves out. We probably get a little flustered when we're worrying so much. And when we become flustered, when we become so consumed by worrying about whatever it is, we don't realize that what we are worrying about might be out of our control. What we are worrying about might not deserve the time and the effort that we are using to worry about it. The effort that I put into worrying about whether or not I can be in front of the TV for an Alabama football game is not worth it. The effort that I put into in worrying about if I'm going to be on time somewhere is not worth it because I end up being 30 minutes early. But as humans, it's natural for us to worry. But if we let the worries consume us, if we let this feeling of worriness be at the center of us, are we not trusting in God like we should? Are we not trying to take the circumstances and put them into our own hands and trying to come up with a solution that we can make happen rather than trusting in God? Trusting that God is there and that God is at work. In our scripture that we have read, we see Jesus talking to his disciples, and he's talking to his disciples in thinking about why are you worrying? Because I don't know off the top of my head what they were worrying about in that particular moment, because there's a long list that we can go through. But Jesus talks about the ravens. He goes on and he talks about the lilies. He talks about Solomon. And if you know a lot about Solomon, Solomon was this a king with great power and royalty. But Solomon also did not ask. He did not worry about that obtaining the crown. But yet it happened. And as Jesus continued to go on, he talks to his disciples, and Jesus is talking to us, I think, as well, about in our times of worry, it is taking us away from the life that is in front of us. The life that we have here to build God's kingdom, to work towards God's kingdom. Because as children of God, that's what we're supposed to be striving for. That's what we're supposed to put our effort into. We're supposed to put our effort into deepening our relationship, to making our faith stronger with God, instead of worrying about football. Worrying about where to go out to eat, worrying about if we need to do this or do that. worrying about what we're going to do on Friday night and stressing out to make plans when it doesn't matter. Because in that stressing out, in that worrying, in making those plans and being late and stressing out about football before and during a game, we take away from the life that is in front of us. We take away from the joy of our life that is in front of us. We take away from being able to see God at times, being able to hear where God is leading us, missing out on the relationships that are right in front of us because we're so concerned and worried. Because in verse 32, Jesus says a phrase that Jesus says quite often, "Do not be afraid. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid. So I want to challenge us. In those times of worry, in those times where we are just so concerned about what's going to happen, or what we're supposed to do, or when we're supposed to go, whatever it is that worries us, that flusters us, it's important that we take a deep breath so that we don't let those feelings of worrisome, we don't let ourselves get flustered because we are worried, and that we look about what's in front of us, make sure that we're still going in the direction that God is asking, that we're seeing God, that our worryness doesn't take us away from the life, being able to fulfill the life that we have before us, that we're moving towards the kingdom rather than worrying and missing out on the kingdom. When we grow in faith and when we let our worries be at the side and when we see God's kingdom, we're able to continue to help build God's kingdom. We're able to help others know of God's kingdom. So do not be afraid. Worry, if you need to, about something fulfilling God's will, seeing God in our lives and working in order that the kingdom continue to be seen and continues to be built here and now. Let us pray. Gracious God, we just thank you for your presence in our life, Lord, and we are sorry that at times in our life, we let the feelings of worriness get in our way. We're sorry that we get flustered and therefore sometimes miss out on ways we can see your kingdom in our lives today. And so, Lord, we just ask that you continue to guide us, Continue to help us realize that we are not to be afraid, that we are to be working towards building God's kingdom that God has put before us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.